talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a lot of it made in the last 24 hours. I'm going to start, this is a shameful thing, down in St. Louis, Missouri. There's a federal judge there named Matthew Shelp. Not a good judge. He just put in an injunction blocking Medicare and Medicaid from enforcing its vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Now, if there's anybody that you want to be sure is vaccinated, if they're taking care of you, it's healthcare workers who are getting compensated by Medicare or Medicaid. What's the problem here? They're the ones who should be vaccinated. But he said, no, I'm going to hold up the whole shebang until 10 states with Republican attorneys general dominated by Republicans bring challenges and I can read their briefs. In the meantime, you're going to have unvaccinated people taking care of folks. Now, here's the deal. What are the 10 states? The 10 states are Missouri, Nebraska, Arkansas, Kansas, Iowa, Wyoming, Alaska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and New Hampshire. And frankly, if Scott Walker had won election in 2018, and if Brad Schimmel, the attorney general, had won the election in 2018, which neither of them did, you could have added Wisconsin to that. These are all anti-vaxxers, anti-vax states, anti-vax Republican Party. Earlier, the Court of Appeals that sits in New Orleans, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the appellate court, blocked the Biden requirement that companies that employ more than 100 employees should impose vaccine mandates or weekly testing. In other words, you don't have to get vaccinated, but at least be tested weekly so that poultry plants, like in South Dakota, where these poor people, these workers are 6 inches apart, plucking a chicken, and then they speed up the line. So somebody yanks off the head, somebody yanks off the legs, blah, 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 blah. And they're breathing on each other and shouting at one another. Many of them died. But Matthew Shelp, the federal judge in St. Louis, doesn't even think that healthcare workers need to be vaccinated. You know, you go in, doctor sticks a stethoscope on your heart and listens about 6 inches from your face. He's not vaccinated. You're in for a procedure and the anesthesiologist is hovering over your face and he's not vaccinated. And that's just fine with Judge Matthew Shelp. Now, how does this work? What's the deal here? The deal is that requests for injunctions in the federal system go into the federal district court. Every state has at least one. The more populous states have a number of them. And then within that district court, there can be a number of judges. So in Wisconsin, we have the Western District. It sits in Madison, the Eastern District's in Milwaukee, and there's a district court in Green Bay with one judge. But the Milwaukee judge has, his court has several of them, and the Madison court has several of them too. Now, when they issue a decision, you can appeal it. Now, you can't appeal it right away. Normally, you have to wait till the end of the case unless it's an injunction or denial of an injunction, and then you can appeal it right away. So in the case of the mandate that said that companies that had with more than 100 employees had to impose vaccination or weekly testing, they went to the Court of Appeals. What Court of Appeals? There are a number of Court of Appeals. There used to be 10 of them. Now there's several more. The South is controlled by a court of appeals that sits in Louisiana, New Orleans. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most conservative in the country. And on any social issue that you want to think about, whether it's some restrictions coming out of Texas, whether it's Medicare, they, if you get the wrong panel on there, which you usually do, they will go full frontal Trump. It's as simple as that. So there you have it. You know, I'm going to throw out a random thought. Is there any relief from that court of appeals down there? Yeah, there is. The U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Supreme Court has 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats on it. It's not supposed to have any Republicans and any Democrats. It's supposed to be independent. They really aren't, although some of them are shading over. Roberts is coming somewhat more moderate and so forth. However, they get thousands of petitions a year, many thousands, and they only really take and hear a couple hundred of them. They can't do it all by themselves. And the truth is that they don't take most petitions. They let it work its way through, no matter how hurtful and injurious it is. But they issued a decision in the last term that was interesting. It was good. You had, and they did it to hit the left, but it should equally apply to hitting the right. What do I mean by that? There were judges out west who are entering immigration decisions that stop Trump from doing certain things and open up the country somewhat. And the court said, the Supreme Court said, when they issue a decision like that, it's only good for their particular district. So if you have a district judge in San Diego, it only applies down there. It doesn't apply nationwide. Some, Schlockmeister sitting in a court somewhere can't go, oh, okay, I'm going to join the whole country. Well, that works the other way too. And this guy Shelp down in St. Louis should not be able to bind the entire country. It's not clear to me whether he thinks he's only binding 10 states or the whole country. But even if it's just 10 states, you know, there's a lot of folks in Missouri and Nebraska and Arkansas and Kansas and Iowa and Wyoming and Alaska and South Dakota in North Dakota, and in New Hampshire. You put all that together, there's a lot of folks. People from Iowa are real close. They come into Wisconsin. They all come into Wisconsin, as they should, under our Privileges and Immunities Clause. Anybody in any of our states can go into any other state without checking in, without a passport, unlike other parts of the world. So this clown has, in effect, told healthcare workers in these at least 10 states that they don't have to be vaccinated. They don't have to be vaccinated. You know, I'm amazed. I was driving down the other day from Grafton to Milwaukee, and I came along Port Washington Road. And as I went by one of the hospitals there, there's a whole bunch of folks out with signs that saying, personal freedom, no vaccine, healthcare workers. And that's what they were. And I'm thinking, look, in effect, you're scientists. You all are. If you're a nurse, you're a scientist. If you're a doctor, you're a scientist. You have a specialty. How, in the love of Pete, can you not realize that it helps you, your family, your friends, and your patients to be vaccinated? What is this fascination on the right? I don't care what your politics are. That's a separate question. I don't care what your foreign policy is. I don't care whether you think the Build Back Better bill is good or bad, or Biden's good or bad. Don't care about any of that. But I'll tell you, it's even worse. Down in Texas, there's a Republican congressman named Ronnie Jackson. You may remember him. He was Trump's personal physician. He's a doctor. He's a medical doctor. Trump's personal physician. But he represents a Republican district in Texas. He put out a statement yesterday that says the Omicron variant, you've heard of the Omicron variant, came up out of South Africa and spreading around the world. Very potentially dangerous. Dr. Fauci is concerned about it. Ronnie Jackson, the doctor, Trump's doctor, put out a statement saying it's a deep state hoax. There is no Omicron variant. This is a doctor. He said the whole purpose of this fake variant is so that people will push mail-in ballots in the next election. The World Health Organization, which we partially fund, just came out with a statement saying there's a high global risk from the Omicron variant. We're hoping that the Pfizer vaccines and the others hold. I've had two Pfizer vaccines and the booster, And so far, these have held, and that's good. And they're working madly on a booster for the Omicron variant. And this clown, Ronny Jackson, Republican in Texas, medical doctor, Trump's former medical doctor personally, comes out with a clown statement. Quote, Omicron is a deep state hoax. Its purpose is simply to increase the number of mail-in ballots in the next election. Well, first of all, historically, Republicans love mail-in ballots. They did better in mail-in ballots. Secondly, mail-in ballots are fine. Colorado and Oregon only vote by mail-in ballot. Third, mail-in ballots have nothing to do with the Omicron variant. Mask up, keep social distancing, and get vaccinated. Everybody out there, get vaccinated. No matter what the guy in St. Louis, the federal judge, says, no matter what Ronny Jackson says. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.